Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Carolina can't afford Coleman Hawkins, period. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Unless Harrison Ingram pulls a surprise 360 before the May 29 NBA draft deadline and returns to UNC for another year, the Tar Heels may still be without the additional inside presence they need heading into the new season. After losing a bunch of big men transfer prospects, Carolina is eyeing two players who are reportedly interested in spending the 2024-25 season in Chapel Hill. One is Vanderbilt 6'8", Ven Allen Lubin, who is a little bigger than Ingram, but reportedly not as good of a shooter. Lubin just finished a visit to campus and could commit any day now. The other is 6'10 Coleman Hawkins from Illinois, who, like Ingram, is both in the transfer portal and still eligible for the NBA draft. Hawkins is in a bit of a pickle after saying he wants to go to the NBA but on a guaranteed contract, which is usually only given to first-round picks. On most mock draft boards, he is not listed in the first round. The 230-pounder, who is the only player in Illini history to have more than 900 points, 500 rebounds, 200 assists, 100 blocks, and 100 steals in his career, could be the possible missing piece for the Tar Heels. He is leaving a return to college open, but is apparently looking for the same kind of guarantee that a first-round NBA contract provides. His father, a former college player long before NIL came onto the scene, has advised him that his next move should be, quote, a business decision. UNC players make some NIL money, usually after they are already in school. Carolina is not known to enter bidding wars for any recruits that might pay more money than a returning player gets, like All-American R.J. Davis. That would go against principles that Hubert Davis adopted from Dean Smith, whose enrolled roster was always his top priority. Hawkins has backed off that somewhat by saying, quote, even if I did go back to school, I would never share that information because it's kind of selfish for your teammates knowing what you made. I wouldn't have those conversations with my teammates and want anyone to know what I did make. So you can see why, no matter how much better the Tar Heels would be with Hawkins, that's not the kind of business decision UNC makes. Hubert Davis counts on the exposure and success playing for one of the biggest college brands, resulting in more NIL money and or a better NBA contract down the road. Perhaps NIL will be regulated one day, where every player gets the opportunity to earn money from his name, image, and likeness, and not be paid to play. As for now, that isn't the world we live in. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.